Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 24th of August. Celebrations today include Independence Day in the Ukraine, so I'm sure that that will last forever. It's not at all going to be eaten by Russia soon. Your guest today on the podcast is celebrity workout guru, Mr. Nish Kumar. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here. I'm feeling fit as a fiddle.
I mean, you do have the sort of, let's say, hourglass shape of a fiddle going on right now, just formed out of muscles. Have you been developing yourself?
Very top heavy, yeah. I'd like to let my legs languish and really work on whatever the chest muscles are. The chestal region.
And you've sort of developed these F-holes, one on each side, which is remarkably...
Yeah. My dick arrow started my shoulders. It's a long old point.
Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in viral breakups for our top story, brought to you by Nish Kumar. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, in Tokyo, citizens are allegedly nonplussed and disinterested on social media about a regular-sized lizard we reported walking through the middle of their city. The common gecko, roughly the length of a child's palm, has knocked over no buildings, trampled no cars, and while its motives are unclear, so is the possibility that it could do anything if they weren't. When interviewed, a local businessman said, "I haven't noticed this lizard. You've just been looking at lizards? They pay you for this? Leave me alone. I'm trying to work unreasonable hours to fulfill a deeply toxic cultural pressure." In the meantime, in maritime news, marine biologists were dismayed to discover that dumped pharmaceutical waste has led to a mutant species of dolphin. The panadolphin travels in pairs and suffers no headaches or period pain. Tragically, the elderly members of the species also dissolve in water. Meanwhile, war continues in about 15 countries around the world at the moment, but you wouldn't know because we're not covering it. And archaeologists made a mild find today on a site dig attempting to uncover the first car park in the hopes that someone historical would be buried beneath it. Instead, like Heinrich Schliemann in Troy, accidentally uncovering the Lanyard Graveyard, an historic piece of landfill containing all the name tags from geniuses who've been fired from the Apple Store. While there is no curse on these ancient items, there is a prophecy that if you put one on, the ghost of Steve Jobs will ask you to fix a 1985 Apple Mac computer. The only way to break the spell is to take the lanyard off, frown once, or ask for money. That's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because your attention is for sale, and how else do you think we pay our guests?
Wait, we're getting paid? Score! Someone's getting some new felt tips.
Felt tips. Spruce up your summer with the sound of nostalgia. Remember nostalgia. Troubled Legacy Records presents Your Distorted Memories, available now on vinyl, tape, and whatever format you fondly adore for being cumbersome and weird. Includes hits like What Argument? I remember this movie being better, and I think he could have been the one. Troubled Legacy Records, Your Distorted Memories, available now. Have you got something stuck in your eye? Try rinsing out your eye with half an eyeglass of salty water.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today, viral breakups news. Nish Kumar, you're our viral breakups correspondent. What's happening in the world of viral breakups right now?
You know me, Alice. I love to cause emotional devastation, but not in person. So for those of us who are trying to break up with people without actually having to go through the absolutely square process of talking to them in real life, there are a number of options. For a long time, it was just a text or a call or simply paying a skywriter to write, you're dumped, and hope that the person that you're aiming it at just happens to look up in the sky at that particular point. However, social media has opened up an exciting new avenue for viral breakups, because not only might you be able to ditch some dead weight relationship-wise, you might also actually be able to get a pretty sweet number of retweets out of it.
Valid.
So, the new trend is to break up with people via various social media forums. However, what started happening is people are tailoring their breakup to the social media form itself. So if we break them all down, TikTok, people are doing mimed dances to popular songs that, through the medium of interpreted mime dance, let people know you're dumped. People are doing sort of funky little dances to songs like Savage by Megan Thee Stallion, and finishing out by saying, I'll tell you what else is savage, Julia, you're single again. TikTok, people just assume that TikTok is a Chinese-owned tweeny lip-sync thing, but it's also a really great way to ruin someone's Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, Twitter breakups, all you have to do is put the name of the person and also say, you're dumped, and then hashtag it QAnon, and absolutely open the foul gates of hell by unleashing a group of absolute hard right nutcases the person's Twitter feed. Now, the thing is, by the time they've cleared out their Twitter, they'll be so relieved to have got rid of the pack of rabid space Nazis, they'll actually, in context, think, you know what? Maybe the breakup wasn't the worst thing to happen today. Hashtag cushioning the blow. Breaking up with people on Facebook. Again, in order to access Facebook, you're going to have to do something no one wants to do. Get your mum to do it. We all know Facebook is just a sea of angry mums sharing recipes, weird diet tips, and pictures of their or indeed other people's grandchildren. But now you can use Facebook to get your mum to ditch anybody that you're thinking of getting rid of. You can say, my son slash daughter thinks that their partner is toast. Dunzo. End of relationship. Then you can just watch the comments roll in, and they will all be, and I cannot stress this enough, entirely irrelevant. Ooh. As your auntie posts, has anyone seen my phone, as a comment underneath it, and your uncle posts a string of completely unrelated emojis, including brown thumbs down, a white thumbs down, poo emoji, that picture of the guy with two hearts for eyes. And then just to complete the trend, you can use WhatsApp breakups. And that's where you break up with someone in front of their entire friendship group on a specially created WhatsApp group. That is a real kick in the plums / lady plums / delete as applicable. Meanwhile, for those of you still on the more retro social medias, there's MySpace. You can write them a lovely catchy indie song to say, I have had enough of you. And as for Bebo, no one really knows what's happening on Bebo, but I'm about 90% sure it's going to cause a third world war.
Well, thank you so much, Nish. That's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and other voice in my head, that's you today, Nish.
Hello.
I am slightly concerned about the rise of stupid letters to the editor that you've been receiving. I'm wondering if the letters are lowering in quality, causing them to be labelled f***ing stupid, or if calling them f***ing stupid is encouraging the authors to send that quality of letters. Is it a chicken or the egg type of situation, or is it the letters to the editor section, a big yolk? Signed, John. P.S. Good luck to you, Christopher. You, John.
Absolutely, John. Go f*** yourself. Hold on. Let me get a TikTok together for John. No, I'm not going to do it. I thought about doing a lip sync and then I realised that it was so sweaty that I would just pass out.
Also, you can't do a lip sync on an audio program.
Oh, yeah.
You just played them a song.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually did a lip sync. It was amazing. The lip sync was incredible. Oh, my God, it was amazing.
Did a lip sync, but he was wearing headphones to listen to the music, so that was just him mouthing. Thank you for sending in your letter, John. I think possibly the rise of the f***ing stupid letters is that the letters I've been getting into this podcast have always been f***ing stupid, but my patience has slowly decreased. So maybe I'm really leaning into playing the heel, because in real life I'm a very nice person, wouldn't tell you you're a f***ing idiot. Thank you. You too can send a letter in to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. We are The Last Post and we're here in your ears 366 days of this year. We'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. Keep listening, keep tuning in. I don't know if it affects our advertising statistics, but if it doesn't, please recommend us to all of your friends and enemies. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Nish Kumar. Nish, have you got anything to plug?
Yes, you can watch Hello America on Quibi. And you can see me in Nando's.
Brilliant. Look up Nish in Hello America and find more of his work online. If you enjoyed him on today's episode of the podcast, you can go back to episode 92, 97 or 103 to listen to more of his excellent work. And thank you. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.